absolutely everything about this club. I love everything about the city. I love everything about our supporters. I love the team. Love the staff. Love everything.
The German has done a lengthy video on social media saying he's run out of energy, but he understands it will be a shock. Klopp's been in the job since 2015 and helped Liverpool end their long wait for a Premier League title 5 years later. He told those in charge about his decision in November. The King's arrived at hospital for what we're told is a planned corrective procedure. He's getting treatment for an enlarged prostate. Buckingham Palace says His Majesty's delighted his diagnosis has had a positive impact on awareness, which Sophie Smith, a specialist nurse with Prostate Cancer UK, has noticed.
We have been receiving lots of calls from men and women that are concerned about their loved ones. It's about having that conversation and getting that conversation started. So we really have seen an uptake in lots of people worried, concerned.
The International Criminal Court is due to rule in around an hour whether Israel should suspend its war against Hamas in Gaza. The case has been brought by South Africa, which has accused Israel of genocide, which it strongly denies. The United Nations human rights chief has criticised the execution of a prisoner in the US with nitrogen gas, urging other states not to do the same. Convicted murderer Kenneth Smith is the first person to be put to death this way. The competition regulator has launched a formal investigation into Vodafone's £15 billion merger with the owner of Three. The two agreed on a deal back in October. And Novak Djokovic had nothing but praise for Jannik Sinner, who knocked him out of the semi-finals of the Australian Open. The defeat is the Serbian's first in 33 matches. The Italian will face either Daniel Medvedev or Alexander Zverev in the final on Sunday. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather. It is a beautiful 12 degrees and lots of sunshine today and a little bit of a moderate breeze, but it's beautiful out there. Good time to get out and get that vitamin D that you much need on your skin. Going down to about 1 degree overnight, and then on Saturday, 9 degrees, sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, and more or less the same for Sunday as well. So it should stay dry over the next couple of days with some sunshine.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning, second half of the show. I don't know why I said second half, because there's three parts to Eat My Brunch. 3 hours, in fact. I don't know why I said the second. It's not the second half, it's in the middle section. There we go, middle section. So I've got guests coming up at 11:30, and I'll tell you a little bit more about my guest in a while. But I did mention this morning, so stay tuned for that. Plus, we've got loads more great music and some independent tunes as well for you to have a listen to. I think I'm going to kick off with this one, though. This is just fantastic. 20 years ago, it was in the chart. And she's back there again. Sophie Ellis-Bextor, Murder on the Dance Floor. I've not seen Saltburn yet. I'm a bit worried about it, really. Maybe I might watch it, maybe not.
It's murder on the dance floor, but you better not kill the groove, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know. About your so I'll have to play. If you think you're getting away, I will prove you wrong. I'll take you all the way. Boy, just come along. Hear me when I say, hey. It's murder on the dance floor, but you better not kill the bird. You better not steal the moon. We'll be right back.
but you better not kill the groom. You better not steal the moves, DJ. Gonna turn this house around somehow. Murder on the dance floor.
On the dance floor.
You better not kill the groove. Hey, hey, it's murder on the dance floor.
On the dance floor.
You better not steal the moves, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down.
say you want me, but do you mean it?
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEH BAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for SEH BAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEH BAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Something we control. You're right. And I don't got no. told you that the universe approves when you and I dance. So elegant in heaven, send these vibes, yeah. It's when we do it, it leaves all night. Screaming, I'll testify, there's nothing. Screaming, I'll testify, that we'll survive the test of time. They can't deny our love. They can't divide us, we'll survive the test of time. I swear that I'll be ready. Next to you.
Right here. You feel it?
Ghost.
We rolling yet?
Ghost.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Ghost.
Come.
I feel so lucky loving her. Tell me what else is magic for. She thinks it's better left unsaid. Loving her. She thinks with her chin up. She always makes some common sense. Always knows just what to say. She always takes me unawares. In less time than it takes to fall, I'm here and there you are. We never fought in any way. She makes me feel. She just smiles and moves.
She's all good loving at once. She's all good loving at once. She's all good loving at once. She's all good. I've been losing myself in you, babe, but I don't mind, 'cause I know it better as two. I don't wanna go another day without your love. Oh, babe, would you be mine? Can I be the one to love you for the rest of time? Would you be mine? Mm-hmm. Lately I've been losing myself in you, babe, and I don't anyone says, 'cause I know our love is true. I don't wanna go another day without your love. Oh, baby, would you be mine? Would you be mine?
Would you be mine?
Can I be the
love that song. Makes me go all, makes my skin shiver. That's what I meant to say. That is Stefan Mahendra, who I found on TikTok. There's great music on TikTok. You know, I'm always on about TikTok, but you can find some amazing musicians of all ages on there. So if you do like some music, go and let them know. Good morning. I have to say bonjour to Brigitte, who's listening over in France, and good morning to Martin as well, and Mrs. F. I hope you're having a good day. Now we've got my guest coming up in the next 5 minutes. Before that, here's Christine Aguilera. This is Genie in a Bottle.
Someone to release me. You're licking your lips and blowing kisses my way, but that don't mean I'm gonna give it away, baby, baby, baby.
A Genie in a Bottle. Just came up to 10:30 on Phoenix 98 FM. Now I'm joined in the studio by Toyin Akanuga, who founded Raw Through Art CIC, which launched last year in Basildon, and also she's the author of Rush to Raw. And we've been Hush to Roar. There we go. That's a beautiful book cover. Shame you can't see that on air. So very good morning.
Good morning, Michelle. Thanks for having me today.
It's lovely to meet you finally. We've been having a nice little chat off air.
Yes, we have. I'm so excited to be here.
So first off, tell us about Roar Through Art CIC and what you do there.
Roar Through Art. So our core mission at Raw Through Art is to empower individuals and facilitate healing. So those who have undergone adverse childhood experiences, which is popularly known as ACEs. So we work through artistic modalities to allow them break free from deep-rooted wounds that are embedded, as well as the day-to-day struggles through different creative arts like poetry, music, dance, expression on canvas, with digital illustration. So we bring them together and we act out all those deep-rooted pains or struggles that we sort of like repress and deep on sort of like put within us and don't want to express. We help them bring to life all those beautiful characteristics that are hidden, but also help them be fully become who they're always meant to be before life struck.
Now, why did you set it up? Because it is your baby.
Oh, it really is my baby. It is my baby. So, Raw Through Art stemmed from my own story, which came through my memoir, Hush to Raw. During the pandemic, that was what I did, the first wave of it. So, Hush to Raw stemmed from my own personal journey. And it's a book, my memoir, which is From Love to Trauma to Triumph. And this started from when I was a baby. I was fostered by the most amazing white family in Leicester, UK, at 2 months old. And suddenly, without notice, I was yanked out of their presence in Leicester at 8 years old and was given very little or no notice. Was taken. My life was distraught, and so was theirs, actually, because I learned to know later that a lot of people, my siblings there, my mum and dad, also suffered a lot of what I'm sure at the time was depression. And so I left there, and I started to have a lot of aches and pains in my ear, which was known as tinnitus through my research. But then the trauma continued. I was taken. Of course, my biological parents did what they did at the time with information and knowledge. They thought that out of sight, out of mind would be the case, but no, we're human, we're not a chocolate bar, so I miss them. But the trauma continued when I was taken to Nigeria, and I suffered a lot of traumatic events, including sexual abuse from the age of 12 until I turned 15, and that all made my life tumble down a very, very slippery slope where I attempted to commit suicide. I had a lot of ailments that were unexplained, and just catapulting forward to my adulthood, it followed me, because even though I stole my passport and I sort of like ran away from Nigeria and came back to the UK, trauma has its own passport. It came with me. And that's where I was doing things, having a disease to please, always crying, not being happy. And if I'm in the midst of people, I'd be lonely and I shouldn't be. And it just got worse. I've had so many unexplained operations. But then I started to research and me-search, if I must be crude. So I didn't just do a research. I wanted to know who Toyin was. And that's when even before that, I was writing, crying, journaling every day. And I realized I'd get a bit better. I'd dance and cry and draw and do a lot of music, dance in front of the mirror. And I realized that was helping me to an extent. But I had to get to the root cause by knowing who I was and getting my what I call 8 vital vitamins, C's, which were all start with C's: creativity, confidence, connectivity, and all the rest. So it was through that, and I realized that they were helping me get better. But I realized as well that you just need to know who you are and what happened to you, that trauma-informed question that I believe medical practitioners should get to know, rather than what happened, what's wrong with you today. So that's where it all stemmed from, and I wrote my book, and everything's in there without being a spoiler. But healing from it meant I had to be in tune with my heart, not my mind first, my heart. I had to heal those wounds. I had to forgive, but I also had to have deep compassion towards Toyin to say, you know what, Toyin, everything you went through was exactly what you were meant to, based on what happened to you. So the pain and everything was normal in an abnormal situation. And that's where I began my journey of saying, you know what, I'm sure I'm not the only one that's gone through this. Through my research, I thought, right, we need to be fully expressive, and art is the point. There's nothing else. It's art. And that's where I brought Raw Through Art into play to say, community first. Let's start dancing. Let's start crying. Let's get back to basics, nature.
Yeah.
And that's where it all began.
I mean, a lot of people, if they've been through all the trauma that you have, wouldn't go on to actually set something up for others. So that is a massive thing to do, because, as you know, a lot of people would probably try and deal with it in different ways, and then yes, maybe never speak about it again. But what you're doing, not only have you written the books to put it out there for other people that would read it and go, oh, that happened to me, or something similar happened to me, yes, but you are making a difference to the lives of others. In an adult or in a young person, how can trauma from being
very young or something that's happened to you? How does it manifest itself?
So it even starts there. So trauma, just the definition of it, because some people think it's that event that is trauma. Some people might have a traumatic experience after that, but it's the imprint that the trauma leaves on your soul. That is what develops into that traumatic event, and you relive trauma. So trauma is not what happened to you, but how it affects your internal world. And how that manifests from a child and how it did for me was crying a lot of the time, and also being triggered by things, even though the event has passed, because psychologically, your brain is always alert when you have an experience that is very traumatic that you're not meant to. Your brain's primary role is to keep you safe. So you start reliving it. So a child who maybe was hit and someone wants to come and come, you just like have that heightened tension always at the top, like something bad's going to happen. So the child starts to be very anxious. So anxiety kicks in. And that's how, from a child. And the relationships with people is the most damning thing that trauma does. So you lose faith in who you are, in others, and if you have a spiritual world, and in God. So you don't believe anything around you. You don't trust. You have a disease to please. So it's paradoxical. The very thing that you're meant to run away from, you think you're never going to get to that person. But it's that very person, that thing that you're used to, that your brain was used to, is who you're going to be attracting. So it manifests in the ways of your relationship with people, not being confident, relying on others. Even when they hurt you, you still stay with them, and it goes on. So that as a child, and it goes on all together with, for me, it started with losing my, I couldn't remember in school what I was studying. Why? Because our brain is at alert. It's not ready to learn. It's ready to run, to freeze, the freeze, flight, or flee. That's what the brain is always at high alert, the amygdala, which is our emotional brain. So that's how it manifests. And you don't move when everyone's on the move, so you get judged by not moving. There's a poem that I've written in there to say you get judged by every move because you live in your past. You can't get past your past. So that's how you see it. And you say, why are you being so dramatic? You've said that over. So you become, the child then becomes very emotionally attached, and you don't use your prefrontal cortex, which is the reasoning brain. You're always stuck in that emotional primitive brain of, I want to flee, I'm not safe, even though you're safe now. Yeah. You can't, and it lives on with you.
Now, you've got writing, poetry, dance, which helps people with trauma. How has it helped, and what difference have you seen in some of the people that you've met along the way that are actually with you at the moment, without naming names, obviously?
Yeah, I won't name names, and some are actually working with me alongside. I've come across people who have had traumatic events, and when I've spoken to them about art and how it actually is part of us, the brain, it actually does something to the brain physiologically, because when you're stuck, it's because the parasympathetic, I'm not going into psychology that much, but the main fact is that when you're what is called the sympathetic nervous system, this is all nervous system, SNS, that flight and fright, you're at a heightened level up there. So the only thing that can bring down, there's no off button to say switch off now, come down. The only thing that can override that sympathetic is the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the rest and digest. So people, I tell them that one of those buttons that can turn you from the sympathetic to parasympathetic, which is rest and digest, is dance. So you need to stimulate those areas, and they'll say, okay, let's try it. And I've started with them. I'm with young people who have had suicidal effects in different types and different areas. And I'll say, let's start by writing that neuro chaos. Write it down. So they're now writing, and we're changing that into poetry. And it's a distraction as well from them living in their past. And then dance. The music, there's neurons. Your neurons that wake up lovely music, and they say, oh my gosh, Toyin, now that I start to dance, because you say I should start dance, I watch your Facebook, I'm actually crying. And I say, that's amazing, express, but
I'm seeing my future. I'm invested in my future more than I am my past now. Mm-hmm. And I actually forgive that person because I'm no longer tied to that person anymore. So these are the things I'm getting. And they just want to go forge forward to their future. And these are the positive things of art, because it makes you more creative. It makes you confident. It makes you connect to the people that you were disconnected from. And those are all the things that people tell me to say, I actually want to live now because I've got so much to live for.
You were saying off air as well, and also I think just our society in general, we've got kind of stiff upper lip, really, that kind of where we don't really show too much, I think, emotions. And we were saying that sometimes somebody might want to talk about something and we kind of go, oh, don't worry, you'll get over it, you'll be fine, you had bullying and this happened, well, you can move on from this, you can do it, but then it's left. But people think they're saying the things by saying, yeah, you just get on and you just live and you show them, and but that doesn't really do very much, does it? Because you're trying, it's masking for the other person, because I don't think people have to deal with it. If you're a friend of somebody that something's happened to, or it's somebody in the family, you want to sort of move on from it yourself as quickly as possible without helping the person that it's happened to.
That's right. And it's funny because whatever you resist will persist.
All right.
And that is it with pushing it, or it's like an iceberg. So you only see the tip, but there's so many things deep down there. So our subconscious, you need to bring it to the conscious, and that's what the iceberg. So that is so true, because some people, it's like sitting with the discomfort. You'd rather say, just move on, we'll be fine. Why? Because that person has their own to deal with, and they don't want to wake up that demon that they're trying to suppress. And that is why we have that stiff upper lip, you know, keep calm and carry on. No, it doesn't work, because it's still going to be there. I say that it's not everyone who's undergone traumatic experiences that live out, as long as it's not affecting your day-to-day life. That means that maybe it didn't affect you as it's affecting others. But we know also that a lot of depression, anxiety, COVID brought, the precipitation of COVID is mental ill health. So what it left with us was, we were battling with things before. And then that came to compound what we were battling with, and it's re-traumatized us. And that's right, we need to express. And how better to express yourself than through art?
Yeah, absolutely. You are so passionate about what you do, and this and you've got to Art Council funding as well, which is amazing. Yes. And the National Lottery as well, which again
National Lottery together, yes,
which is fantastic. So if somebody's out there and they're listening and they've got maybe a son or daughter or a friend and they're thinking, actually, this they've got issues, this might help, how do they get referred? Do they have to go to a doctor? Can they contact you direct? And how many people can you actually help at one time with you and the team?
Well, so I am, apart from my story, Hush to Roar, I became so invested. So I've done a lot of cognitive psychology courses, and I'm a neuro-linguistic programming trauma-informed specialist. So I do a one-to-one coaching, so I can help many people, as many as possible, men, women, and young people from the ages of 11 to 17 years old. Yeah. They can come directly to me. I've got my website, my email address and my contact number. They can also be referred. I'm starting to reach out to medical practitioners to be a social prescriber. But the main thing is they can come directly to me and we can start the journey, and they can enroll on the project that ACE has funded me for, which is Sell Future Story. And that is me helping them through different modalities of art, which is music, dance, expression on canvas, digital illustration. Women, that's the project right now, women and young people. I help them through a 12-week session where they act, which they choose whichever art, they with a professional, they act, they sort of like curate their story, and then at the end there's an exhibition and stage performance, which I will be acting a monologue of mine on there. So they can join that 12-week session, which is completely free because ACE has funded that through my different channels, platforms. They can reach out to me directly, or their parents can if they're young, and they'll go through the onboarding process and we will start the journey together.
What did setting this all up give to you? What has it given to you since you wrote your book and then you've actually set up more through art?
Oh, my word.
What has it given to you, your life?
This is part of the healing. It's transformative. It's like all my 8 vital vitamin C's, which I adopted from internal family system, have now come alive. Now, what are those 8 vital vitamin C's? These are what we go through in the Self Future story. It's that self-expression through compassion, saying, it's all right, Toyin, because I used to beat myself up. I used to always say, you're terrible. Everything's happened to you, and now you're going to be, nothing's going to come out of you. So compassion towards myself. Oh my gosh, I give myself so much grace, and I in turn give others. Confidence. Oh, my friends can't believe that this is Toyin, because I could not look you in the eye. I always thought you knew what happened to me. Confidence, creativity, where do I start? The writing of my book was very cathartic. I cried all the way through it. And that's why I know people might cry too. And that was the most healing process, start, beginning. But I knew I had to do more. Clarity, I now know who I am and what I stand for and what I don't. But also creating clear, healthy boundaries, not having a disease to please. It's okay if you don't like me, and go on and say a no is no. You don't have to explain. That's given me clarity. Curiosity about what is all that Toyin has to give. I don't have to be one thing. I can be so much more. I'm saying all my C's here. Connectedness. I didn't want to be around people because people had disappointed me, they betrayed me. I learned to know that we've got 8 billion people, and a lot of people out there are kind. People make mistakes, so let's give them the grace to. Courage. I'm building on that to say yes, and that's what I want people to have. Because when you've got confidence, courage, you can go far. You might not be... If you have the confidence and you're not competent, you can go far. Because confidence and... that competence work hand in hand. Before, I used to be competent, but my lack of confidence used to let me down. And that's the calmness of making sure that I don't react, I respond. Making my human brain kick in. When my chimp brain wants to fly, I say, it's okay, I got this. We're safe now. What happened to you was in the past, Toyin. I got this. Sit in the back seat, but let me have the driving wheel to drive. That's everything it's given me.
You have such a lovely... some guests come in, and I love all my guests anyway, but you've got such... you know when you get like an aura for somebody, and people are out there going, oh, here you go, Michelle. But you've got a real warmth and like a power. Some people just come in and they take up the room with like... You can feel like a positive energy.
Thank you.
You can really feel it. And you're very Michelle. Passionate about what you do. If you want to find out more, go and have a look at the book, Hush to Roar.
Yes, it's on Amazon.
Which is on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And also, if you want to have a look at Roar Through Art CIC, you will find the website, you're on Facebook, and you're on Instagram.
Yes.
And as Toyin said, you can refer yourself and go along and be helped. And you've done a great thing, because you've had negative experiences, but you've turned those around to help yourself, and in turn you're helping other young people.
Yes,
which is amazing.
And men and women, and we'll be doing festivals to bring people out there to say, because of 1 in 4 in terms of sexual abuse, 1 in 4 women will get abused before they've turned 18, and 1 in 6 men. So it's bringing that to fore to say, let's heal each other, and those that have done wrong, let's all, this conversation is forever, because it's generational if we don't heal from our wounds.
Lovely. Thank you so much for coming in. Hopefully we see you again. You're based in Basildon, aren't you?
Yes, so it's in Pitsea. Yeah.
It's Essex, because we love Essex, obviously. and as I said, if you want to find out more details, just go and have a look on the web. And all the details for this will be up on the website later on this evening or tomorrow morning. And then you can click through. Lovely to meet you.
Thank you so much for having me, Michelle.
You're welcome. Right, coming up next, let's play a little bit more music. This is beautiful. This is Joby Fox. He came in on Joe's show earlier this year. And this is his brand new track called I Love You.
Here I am in the morning of a day to come.
I something to tell you in the morning sun. You had to be certain. You wanna be sure. I can't go on with this courting no more. Don't you believe me? I'll always be yours. Here I am, I love you. There's nothing madness. I'm here at your door. I said what I said, now I'll say no more. The once in a lifetime, this love comes your way. Let it be this love, don't turn me away.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
If you're up for a fantastic challenge, for an inspiring cause, why not take on the Baker's Brentwood Half Marathon for St. Francis Hospice? Taking place in March 2024, it's a great opportunity to get fit, make a difference, and be part of Team SFH. For more information and to find out how you can take part, just search St. Francis Hospice Brentwood Half.
Phoenix FM.
Never thought you knew me. Never thought if you were fighting in the dark before.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.